This is WSGW. Good morning. 6:42, your morning team show with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Broadcasting on 100.5 and on 790. Broadcasting with Alexa and Siri and broadcasting through WSGW.com. Thanks to Midland Furniture Garage for making that broadcast possible with the sponsorship of our audio stream. That's MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. It is September 15th on your calendar. And if you've been in stores, beyond, yeah, some early Christmas stuff that's being seen. Oh, yeah. Halloween certainly is being seen and all over the place, too.
Yeah. In fact, even I've noticed some houses already decorated for Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I have not seen that. Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. I think people are ready.
It won't be long.
And I've already seen my first few Halloween commercials, too, for candies and for other things. So it's is Halloween becoming almost, like, I don't know, like Christmas a little bit?
It is a holiday.
In terms of marketing?
Yeah, it is. If I'm not mistaken, it's become one of the most highly economic holidays.
Yeah.
That's true.
Especially since it became more adult themed.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is the theme from Halloween, by the way. Of course, this is the 2018 version of Halloween.
That's
the
2018.
So, yeah, this is the
original.
Not the original, but... and I play it for this reason. This is... I thought you'd really like this, Pat, since you're the movie man on the morning team show.
Yes, yes.
The online site Finance Buzz. Finance Buzz is looking for a horror movie lover. Huh. Ready to hire this lover who is brave enough to watch 13 scary movies to find out whether... high-budget horror movies deliver more scares than low-budget horror movies.
Ooh, now that
is
interesting.
How's that for an interesting thought? Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, what's going to happen is the horror movie lover will be hired. You'll earn $1,300, like the 13 movies, $1,300 like it. And you'll be sent a Fitbit, and you have to record your heart rate while watching the movies. Mm. That's how they're going to gauge the scare factor. As Finance Buzz says, for a movie to make your hair stand on end and send shivers crawling up your spine, it's not all about high-end special effects. More often than not, horror movies are scary because of their story, not the budget. Some of the most spectacular slasher films and terrifying thrillers ever made were chump change compared to some of the superhero movies that are out there. For example, they referenced in 2007 the movie Paranormal Activity. It was produced for just $15,000. Mm-hmm. It racked up over $193 million in sales.
Yeah, not a bad profit there.
$15,000 and it racks up $193 million.
For me, it's a visual as opposed to the story.
Yeah.
Some of the things can just shock you in an instant.
Especially if the movie just kind of pulls you into the scene and gives you that unexpected...
Yes. Jolt.
Yes. That's an interesting thought, though, yeah. And with Halloween around the corner, Finance Buzz has decided to try and figure out if a low-budget film or a high-budget horror film would be one that produces more scares.
Do you have a list of the films?
I do.
Okay, let's hear them.
So let's see what you think here. So here are the 13 movies. If you are so desiring to sign up, by the way, you have to get your application in by September 26th. So you have a little time. It's an online application. I'll put a link up on our morning team page. In fact, it's already there.
Okay.
You go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the morning team box, click on that, look for today's date, September 15th. You can find the link up to this. And then the candidate to be chosen will be chosen October 1st. And then you'll have from October 9th through the 18th to watch all 13 movies and complete the assignment with the Fitbit and other information that you have to fill out. Mm-hmm. So there are the parameters if you have an interest.
Okay, go ahead.
By the way, you have to be based in these United States, and you have to be at least 18 years of age.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know.
Yes.
That's all pending all the qualifications so far.
So far, so good.
So far, all right.
All right, so what do you think? Here is this. They say that they have 13, a mix of high-budget and low-budget horror movies, including in no particular order. Hmm. Actually, it looks like, well, no, it's not even alphabetical order.
Okay.
All right, well, here we go. Amityville Horror.
Yes.
Classic.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with this. A Quiet Place.
Kind of newer one, I think.
A Quiet Place. Yeah. In fact, it's not just you watch A Quiet Place 1, but also the sequel, A Quiet Place 2.
You have to watch both?
That's what it says. Got to watch both.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Candyman.
Oh, all right. Candyman. Not necessarily scary, but all right, go on.
I don't think we're talking about the jovial Sammy Davis early 70s hit
attached to the
Willy Wonka movie. Insidious.
Insidious. All right. Okay.
I just love the name of the movie, Insidious. Here's a classic for you. The Blair Witch Project.
You just said to call that a classic. Well, yeah. But that movie is over 20 years old.
Is it already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a, either people, it seems like people either love that one or hate that one. I loved it. And you talk about what I love about The Blair Witch, and I think I know where they're going with here with this low budget, is that it doesn't take much for you to get scared without when you don't know what's out there.
Ah.
That sometimes is more of the psychological stuff.
Well, sometimes, yeah, it's not the movie. It's what you convince yourself and you scare yourself.
Right.
Theater of the mind.
The movie Sinister.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
Not familiar with that one. The movie Get Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Get Out. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Okay. The Purge.
Oh, I never saw The Purge.
Okay, well, this is one you'd have to watch.
Okay.
Annabelle.
Oh, all right.
And the one we referenced, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity, yep.
And the one that we played the theme of, you have to watch Halloween 2018.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Halloween 2018. Okay. So there are your 13 mixes of high-budget and low-budget horror movies if you are so inclined to watch, utilizing your Fitbit so your heart rate can be recorded, and it can be determined from Finance Buzz whether or not a high-budget or a low-budget can produce the same type of scare.
All right.
Interesting research.
It would be interesting to find out.
Especially if the low budgets come out on top, it's going to turn an industry upside down.
Yeah. Why spend a lot of money when you don't have
to? Exactly.
You
know?
Now, I would have added, and this is just the film historian in me, I would have Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh,
yes.
Many always say, because that was like one of the very first like low budget. He was making all these grand movies at the time, like The Man Who Knew Too Much or the North by Northwest, you know, and films like that. And he decided to do a very low budget movie with Psycho. And I mean, in fact, like the famous shower scene with Janet Leigh.
Mm-hmm.
You hear stabbing, but you never see stabbing.
No,
never,
no,
ever,
right.
ever once. And then, of course, we now know that's chocolate syrup going down the drain. Very low budget, but it was all in the mind.
Yeah, in this day and age, you'd probably see the stabbing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd see it all. Yes, you'd see it all. Yes. Right. And Alfred wanted everything to be in your head. That was the whole
point.
Yeah,
he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a really, well, you see, this is why they needed to have a consultant such as you putting this list together.
That's right. It's the suspense sometimes that gets people.
Well, we'll put this again, link up on the Morning Team page. If anyone has an interest, by September 26th, you have to sign up. If you should happen to be the winner, let us know. We'll like to talk to you and get your information and updates on what happens when you are part of Finance Buzz's Halloween horror movie picture watching.
Oh, yeah. Well, people will be, you'll start to get to watch all these scary movies, all these channels to start showing them, all the streaming services, all that stuff coming up.
If it's not already starting to happen.
Yeah, if it hasn't started already.